The running mates of the American presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are fronting up for their only debate later today. Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence will spend an hour and a half laying out what they think should be why they should be a heartbeat away from the Oval Office. They'll also be hoping to lift their profiles. They need to, if the reactions of these pedestrians in Washington DC, who were shown pictures of the two men, are anything to go by.
I cannot do an educated guess on who they are.
That's Hillary's running mate. What's his name? I know it's her running mate. I don't remember his name.
No, I can't. Looks like my dad.
No idea. He looks familiar. I don't know who that is, though.
No clue. But he looks really familiar.
Well, on the line now from Washington is our correspondent Simon Marks. Hi, Simon.
Hello, Susie.
Not much in the way of, never mind name recognition, recognition of any kind at all.
The ignominy, imagine it. You're Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. You are campaigning to be a heartbeat away from the American presidency, and surveys suggest that one voter in three doesn't know your name and can't recognise you when they're seen, when they're shown a photograph of you. So they've got a very tall order tonight. They've not only got to find a way of introducing themselves to the American public, they've also got to try and persuade voters that they can indeed be trusted to be a heartbeat away from the presidency. And they've got to make sure that in their presentations they damage the other guy, but they don't make any mistakes that could embarrass not just themselves, but ultimately their respective bosses, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Robbie Mook is Hillary Clinton's campaign manager. He says that Tim Kaine is expecting shenanigans at the hands of his Republican rival.
They need to change the message. They've had a bad week, so we're expecting them to throw a lot of mud. And it's going to be very interesting to see how Mike Pence responds to questions about Trump's behavior in the last week.
So very clear indications there that Tim Kaine will be asking Mike Pence whether he agrees with some of the things, many of the things perhaps, that his boss, Donald Trump, has said on the campaign trail so controversially. On the Republican side, Kellyanne Conway, a Trump campaign official, says that Mike Pence will not hold back, even as he tries to show that he's his own man.
You'll see in Mike Pence somebody who's able to defend Donald Trump, the running mate, but at the same time take the case right to Hillary Clinton.
So he, in other words, is going to be holding her accountable, she says, for her foreign policy record when she was Secretary of State and part of President Obama's cabinet. So the stage is set for fireworks, even though many American voters don't at the moment identify with either of these vice presidential candidates.
So it's kind of a fine line they've got to walk, I suppose, not upsetting any apple carts, not overshadowing the main person in the frame. And what kind of level of anticipation is there for this one-time-only debate, Simon?
Well, I think there is some anticipation, certainly among the political classes. Everybody, of course, is intensely interested in what happens during the 90-minute encounter. But more broadly, you know, the American electorate likes to look at these running mates and assess them. I think most American voters don't ultimately make their decisions in November's election based on the running mate, but certainly any kind of gaffe can come to haunt not just that running mate, but his presidential candidate. They've both got records that they're going to find themselves having to defend, and they are questionable records. In the case of Mike Pence, you know, there's now a litany of Donald Trump quotes that Tim Kaine can throw at him and ask him to explain whether he agrees with those quotes or not. So things could get quite sticky for the very conservative, faith-based politician that Mike Pence traditionally has been. On the other hand, Tim Kaine may not have it entirely his own way. He's been a passionate advocate of free trade, so it's quite possible that Mike Pence will ask him how he has come to sign on to a Hillary Clinton campaign that is now officially against the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership. So they've both got their own personal backgrounds and personal political records to explain, even as they're challenged about their respective bosses.
And a week on from that first encounter of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in debate, what is it that the polls are now beginning to show the fallout is from that?
Well, I think if you're Hillary Clinton, you're feeling a little bit more comfortable than you were, because in the last couple of days, we've seen a slew of polls suggesting that she enjoys nationally a 4 or 5% lead. As ever, I will put the caveat on all of that, that the national polls don't really matter. What really matters is what's happening in the battleground states. But there, too, there's encouraging news for Hillary Clinton, particularly in Florida. Many political analysts believe that at the end of the day, it's Florida that's going to determine the outcome of this election. And she has edged into a small lead over Donald Trump there. She will desperately be hoping to hang on to that. But remember, after this vice presidential debate tonight, in just a few days' time, Sunday night here in the United States, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump face off again themselves in St. Louis.
And as for something else that's beginning to rear its head, it's slightly an unknown quantity at this stage, but Julian Assange of WikiLeaks saying he's got a million documents, I think it is, that he's prepared to release, and many of them relating to the US election.
Yes, I mean, he says that, and everyone is wondering whether he's really got documents that relate to the US election and can rise to the level of what's known here in the United States traditionally as the October surprise during a presidential election campaign. He has made claims in the past that he was going to publish deeply damaging documentation, and when some of it was released during the Democratic convention, in fact, upon examination, it proved to be a collection of articles and documents that had previously been published. But, you know, there is the percussion beat in the background of this election campaign that relates not just to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, but also to the activities of computer hackers believed to be in Russia, and whether indeed they do have documents that could damage either of these presidential candidates. And perhaps in that regard, Hillary Clinton needs to be slightly more concerned than Donald Trump, given that so far those Russian hackers don't appear to have directed very much flack in his direction.
Thank you very much for your time today. Simon Marks there, our correspondent, talking to us from Washington ahead of that debate between Mike Pence and Tim Kaine. That's coming up in a few hours' time.